Every election cycle, try to bring you as many candidates as we can. It seems like the last few weeks, as we brought you a lot of them, we're going to do some more, not only tonight, but next week. We'll try and bring you at least a couple. So every week between now and Election Day, we'll bring you as many candidates as we can. If there's someone in particular you'd like to hear from, please let me know. That being said, joining us now is Kyle Wiseman. He is running for District 1 seat on the Wichita School Board. That's the seat that is currently held by Diane Albert. Wiseman was born here in Kansas. He earned an associate's degree from Butler Community College and a bachelor's degree from Fort Hays State University. His career experience includes working as a business owner. Kyle, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. I'm always excited to talk to people and get the message out there and see what the community needs, because that's what we're here for.
It's what it takes. I've knocked on tens of thousands of doors, so if you're knocking doors, that's definitely the first step. Let me start with this. Why are you running? And in particular, since you're a registered Republican, you're running against a fellow Republican in a primary. So I typically ask, if you're running against an incumbent, are you unhappy with Diane's performance in office, or why you chose to run against a sitting Republican?
Yeah, put simply, I am very unhappy. I think most of the community is. My wife, she's a teacher here in USD 259. She works her butt off. My two boys, they go over to Heights. And I swear to you, every time I'm turning around, they're asking for more money. They're asking for more money. Then we've got the board asking for bond issues, but not explaining things, and really kind of feeling like it's dictated by the district telling the board what to do. And so when this opportunity came around, it's all about putting voice back into it, making sure that we're doing things efficiently. You know, the board is talking about doing a new bond issue, let alone they're giving people raises. While last week, my wife had to work for 16 hours without a dime. They said we didn't have enough money for this training, yet administrations are getting raises. I'm not saying that the superintendent isn't working hard. I feel like he's a very hard worker and working individual. He does a lot of, you know, unique outreach, and I think that that's wonderful. But if you're on the board, you need to make sure that our tax dollars are being spent appropriately and efficiently. And I just feel like she's not been doing that.
Well, I could definitely relate to your wife. Our daughter went to Heights. So we didn't actually live within the Heights school district, but since she went to Coleman, all her friends went to Heights.
Oh, yeah.
So we drove her because, you know, you don't get free busing.
Nope.
So when we moved west, we still took her every day. I had to make that drive to take our daughter to Heights High School. So I'm intimately familiar with Heights High School. So we'll start with this then. Would you support had you been on the board, would you have voted for the bond the first time? And would you support another bond? Because it looks like they're going to put one on the ballot, or try to put one on the ballot, next November.
So when the bond issue came up for the community, I voted no. It was one of those things that me and the wife kind of disagreed upon. But the fact is I want information. And when I feel like I'm confused, I'm not giving you free money. I make my boys do the same thing. So had I been on the bond, I would have said no. Looking forward, I'm still inclined to say no, but what I want to see is some actual transparency. I want to see the district kind of tighten its belt, if you will, and prove to the community, hey, this is how we're going to do it. This is the plan. I just don't want to write a blank check. So as it stands right now, I'd have to say no.
Since your wife's a teacher, she's probably gives you a unique perspective. Just 19% of Wichita students are proficient in reading. 16% are proficient in math. That means more than 8 out of 10 students are not at grade level. How would you propose to fix that?
So it's fairly simple. One of the things the wife and I have talked about is we have a problem with kids not being in the school. If they're not in the school, they're one year of chronic absenteeism, and I think they're 12% more likely to have reading issues. Give it 2 years of chronic absenteeism or even more, you got 27%. So Wichita, I think, currently had an 11% absenteeism rate, chronic absenteeism rate. So that's going to be the first step. We got to reach out to these parents. How do we get it? Do I have to go out you don't want me to rent a van, but do we have to get vans to get these kids to school? You know, and whatever we got to do, we've got to be able to use services that are available. There's wonderful programs where their parents can actually get books from, I believe it's birth to their first time that they're in kindergarten. And studies show that if kids are reading by the time they're in third grade at a good level, it's going to stick and it's going to hold. And so that's the first step. When it comes to math, we've got to make sure that we're helping the kids grow, because there's that saying where if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, you're always going to be looking at it like it's a failure. our kids need the help, and our, as a community, we all need to step up. Whether I win, whether I lose, we need to step up.
You know, the district touts, they, by the way, we're talking with Kyle Wiseman, who's running for USD 259 District 1 School Board. The district touts record high graduation rates. It's at 84.3% for the class of 2024, which is a 5% increase from the previous year. But when you look at it, more than two-thirds of Wichita 10th graders scored the bottom level of state math tests. Among black students, that's nearly 80% scored in the bottom level. So the question I have is, you know, if their reading assessments and math assessments are so bad, and yet we're graduating these students, why are we graduating kids that aren't college and career ready? Maybe we should be holding these kids back. What, I mean, your wife's a teacher. What is she seeing?
So we've talked about it, and I do think that is one thing. When a kid advances, there's a few things that we need to look for. We need to look for, are they emotionally ready, and are they actually curriculum ready? You know, Kansas puts out some great standards and references that we can use to make sure our kids are ready. But I think a lot of times what happens is we start trying to teach for the test or trying to make sure that we're hitting those stats. And the fact is, a success is not just graduating high school. Success is going to be, are you successfully enlisted in the military? Are you successful at school? Are you successful at trade schools? Are you gainfully employed? Some people are going to go down that path. And I think that we need to actually look at what it means to be successful. And if we do that, what will inevitably have to come up are those test scores. Because I don't care what your test scores look like. If you can't tell me where Europe is located on a map, there's an issue.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Kansas has seen a significant rise in K-12 spending, 53% over the last 10 years. And yet math and reading scores on standardized tests, which is the metric that we have to grade them by, NAEP scores have either stagnated or declined. Do you think Wichita Public Schools are adequately funded?
They are adequately funded, but we could always use more money. Well,
sure. You could always use more. The question is, is the money going to the right place?
Absolutely not. I was looking at some of the information, and I believe it was the AA. I'm going to butcher the organization, but it was a federal organization. It's on my Facebook page, and they were talking about the average administration costs of high schools across the nation, and it's 6.7%. Then I was looking, I think there was a Beacon report and several other reports, and even by the district's own budget, we're looking anywhere between 10 to 14% spent on administration. The question is why are we spending it on the back rooms and not the classrooms?
I think I've asked that same question along those lines. Superintendent Kelly Bielfeld just received another pay raise. He already received a 3% pay raise as part of the standard pay increase. Do you believe the superintendent deserved that pay raise?
I believe that the superintendent works very hard for his money, and if I was in his shoes, I would go for it too. However,
yeah, I can't blame him if they're going to give it to him. They're offering. Hey,
yeah,
I'll take it.
Yeah. But when we have teachers that have underfunded classrooms, when we have kids that don't have the books they need, when we're missing resources and people like my wife have to work for less.
When they're having to buy school supplies out of their own pockets.
Oh, yeah. We spent at least $500 to $1,000 last year funding her classroom just because we know that that's what the kids need. You know, so when I see things like that, it makes me mad.
No, I get it. You know? I mean, when the bond, one of the reasons I opposed the bond is because there were athletic fields, and in the case of Goddard, there were press boxes and lighting for athletic fields and things like that. That's not helping graduate kids. That's not helping get math and reading scores up. No. And so I completely agree. One more question. I got to go to break. Board members do not receive pay. Some districts are considering paying board members. Again, that's taking money out of the classroom. If that would be proposed, would you vote for it, or would you accept pay to be on the board?
I would absolutely vote against it. And to be honest, if I got it, I would donate it to groups like Panda, where they've got the mentorships within our schools.
That's the answer I want to hear when I ask that question. Just for future reference, we'll take a quick break. We're talking with Kyle. Do you mind sticking through the break?
Yeah, I'm happy to.
Talking with Kyle Wiseman, who's running for District 1 School Board, currently held by Diane Albert. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about my friends at Americans for Prosperity. Great folks who believe in freedom and opportunity. They're the keys to unleashing prosperity for all of us. If folks, if you've got the power to change the trajectory of our city, make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up. Get involved. Make your voice heard. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and find me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. With us still is Kyle Wiseman, who's a candidate for USD 259 School Board District 1. Kyle, do you we'll go back to, you know, one of the things that's a core platform piece on the party platform, which is, do you support school choice?
You know, absolutely. As long as it's done appropriately. You know, I want to make sure that everybody is being held to the same standard. But when I look at it, I see as an opportunity for us to make them want to come here. Make them
competition.
Yeah, competition. Yeah. Like, why are we so fearful of what Wichita is going to compete against when they should be fearful of us? We've got the resources. We've got the community. There's some great schools out there.
Oh, you do. Yeah. I mean, the public schools certainly have the resources.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's be the best of the best. Let's stop worrying about who's in front of us or behind us, and let's just get to the lead.
I like that idea. And that is really what you certainly have the money. The public schools certainly have the resources behind them, but they seem to be afraid of the competition. And that I think is really what it comes to. They're afraid of the Benjamins. They're afraid of losing out on taxpayer dollars. And frankly, I think competition would breed better success in the classroom and out. The United States Supreme Court recently sided with parents who want to opt their children out of LGBTQ books in schools. Do you agree with that decision?
You know, as a parent, you should always have the right to do so. But also as a parent, I would always suggest that you consider it, because sometimes conflicting points of view make us better human beings. You can't have faith without having the opportunity to not have faith. Does that make sense at all?
Sure, but ultimately you would support the parent's choice.
It's the parent's choice.
I would agree with that. And if you want to choose that, let the parent choose that.
Yeah.
I would agree. Along the same lines, both nationally and here in Kansas, the legislature recently passed protections from women and girls sports, ensuring that biological males can't compete in girls sports. Do you support that notion?
So this is the one that I'm going to have to dance with you just a little bit on.
I don't dance with men. But, you know,
hey. Okay.
But I'll lead if we do.
All right. Well, so, you know, the fact is my son was playing football as a freshman, and I didn't want him on the field with varsity 18-year-olds because there is a physiological difference.
Oh, absolutely.
They'd lay him out.
The Democrats don't quite understand that.
Yeah. But. So, like, I think there has to be some sort of caution, and we don't want our students hurt. We want to make sure liability is protected, but we also want to do the right thing. And one of the things that I am always fearful of is there are girls in boys sports that they can take you on. I mean, growing up, there were some pretty stout girls who I'm pretty sure to this day could throw down with me. And so what I don't want to have happen is where we're excluding women who can compete on that field. And so that's where that maybe kind of comes in. It's going to be, I'm going to look at the overall picture. I'm going to make sure our kids are safe. I'm also going to make sure that the field is fair. But at the same time, I want to make sure that we're not going to keep people from being the absolute best and pinnacle of success.
Yeah, and I don't think there's really anyone who says that if a girl wants to, you know, be a kicker on a boys football team, that there's any preclusions from that. I think the bigger issue is the biological males dominating girls sports because of that. And if that's really the issue has come up. I know there was a kid recently that was a girl who was kicking on a boys football team, and I don't really see an issue with that because, you know, she's probably not out there throwing, you know, blocking on the offensive line, but I can see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
You're listed as a registered Republican, so I'll ask this question. Did you vote for President Trump? Did you vote for Derek Schmidt? Where do you stand on the party platform?
So this is going to be the fun part. I did not vote for President Trump. However,
did you not vote, or you didn't vote for Trump?
I did not vote for Trump. I did vote, but I didn't vote that upline ticket. And so,
hey, you're not the only one.
You know, the problem
we'll work on you on that.
the problem is, you know, just the economics of it. And I, looking back, I think President Trump has done some good things, but there's some things that, you know, I'm an international business major. And so when we're not wanting to trade internationally, it's kind of like shooting myself in the foot. So that's, you know, kind of where I was looking at it.
I going forward, I'd lie on that answer. If I you know, I think for a first time, is this the first interview you've ever done?
Absolute first.
You've done a really good job for a first time candidate handling your first media appearance. You've done a pretty good job. So kudos to you for that.
Thank you.
If folks want more information, if they want information on your campaign, or if they want to volunteer or donate, They can visit Vote Wiseman, and it's WISEMAN.com, correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, Kyle, I wish you all the best. By the way, just for folks know, it's not like you've had your driver's license suspended or a DUI or something earlier when you made that comment about not letting you drive the van. You're visually impaired, correct?
Yeah, yes, I am. So it is something that you'll see me walking around. You go to stick your hand out to shake it. I won't see it. but you know, other than that, I'm able to get around and do what needs to get done. I don't want no sympathy, and I want to make sure I get done with what needs to get done.
Well, I just wanted to point that out so people understood the joke. Because I didn't want anybody to think, oh, God, the guy's,
fair. I appreciate it.
Well, Kyle, I wish you all the best. And, you know, I think, for the first time you've ever done an interview, to sit down and do 30 minutes is not easy. So I wish you all the best. And, you know, we'll see. The primary is... Folks are out voting now. The primary is less than a month away. So best of luck to you.
Absolutely. Get out there and vote. Use your voice.